The career move for one military service member that took him off the front lines and into his own agriculture-based business. As we're learning more about the Agriculture Department's efforts to encourage more veterans to consider careers in farming and ranching after their duty is over, we're also hearing from some of those service members who have not just considered it, but have actually followed through. Like Rob Zimmel, a former civilian EMT and U.S. Army Reserve paramedic. While serving one of his tours of duty in the Middle East, he recalls a phone call with his wife.
I called my wife on a satellite phone where I was in this wind-tattered tent. I told her, I said, you know, I have seen things that can't be unseen, and I need to find something different.
The conversation led to Zimmel's interest in viticulture and enology, stemming from a family tradition of making homemade wines. Upon his return to Washington State, he pursued a degree in viticulture and graduated, and has since started his own label and recently released his first vintage. Zimmer says the benefits to this career path are more than monetary.
You have that ability, especially working in the wine cellar, to just kind of seclude yourself when those times get a little bit tough or the memories kind of come back and you're just having kind of one of those tough days. It happens more than not. But you can just go into the barrel room and it's nice and cool and it's quiet and you can think and you can kind of tinker and you can do just a little sip and spit and see where your wine's coming and get your mind off those things and do what you love to do.
Zimmel also pointed out that the best benefit to his new career, the support and friendship made within the wine industry.
There's been just overwhelming support. Once they find out you're a veteran, they approach you with open arms and thanks. And it's sincere and a fantastic change of lifestyle.
Zimmel has released 4 wines, a Malbec, a Merlot, a Riesling, and a Chardonnay under his own label, Sarabella. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.